Welcome to Liberate Your People Pleaser. I am your host, Brenda Florida, certified life coach, and you might be a people pleaser if you sacrifice your needs or your wants or your feelings to benefit someone else, or you keep silent when something bothers you or upsets you, or you're super critical and feel like you're probably your own worst enemy. Well, here's what I've got in store for you for this podcast. First of all, there's nothing wrong with you and you don't need fixing. What we need to do is leverage the superpowers of being a people pleaser, because there are definite superpowers. You are super intuitive, I am sure. You have great powers of empathy, the ability to read a situation and know what's going on with people and those around you. So what we're going to do in each episode is talk about ways to disempower the parts of it that are diminishing and don't serve us anymore, and level up or empower all those superpowers. So join me in the next episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited. This is episode one of Liberate Your People Pleaser, and I'm just so honored and so grateful that you're here. So let me just share with you a little bit about myself to begin with. So I am a certified life coach, and I was raised in an environment where I was in a very conservative religious culture. Fundamentalist even. So of course I'm a woman, as you can tell. And so I had that on top of it, where I was cultured because of my family, the religious aspects, you know, that I was around, all the things, to put myself in second place, basically, that it was my role to serve others, to make others happy, to please other people. Get it? So you may have the same experience. You may have a background very different than mine, right? You may be a man. You may be a person of color. You could be gay, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's a million different reasons that life will hit us in a way when we're kids that our coping mechanism becomes pleasing others. You know, it's kind of performance oriented. So many times we're very successful people. You know, like I said in the introduction, being a people pleaser isn't all bad, right? It has its superpowers. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later in the episode. But it also has those aspects that are very diminishing to the truth of who we are. That it very much silences our expression of the truth of who we are, because the fear is that if we speak our truth, if people really see us how we are, we won't be loved, we won't be appreciated, you know, something along those terms, you know, we won't be included, we won't have success, you know. So it manifests in different ways with each of us, but there's a shared experience in all of this. So as I share with you a lot of stories from my life and some from clients' lives, I want you to find your own story, right, that causes you to relate to the dynamic, because that way, as I share with you some of the tools and sort of antidotes to some of the things, you'll be able to relate to those and see where they apply to your lives, because I am super practical. I'm a very spiritual person. I am a super seeker. I have been, you know, working toward very consciously towards my own growth, my own unfoldment, my own, you know, spiritual expression and connection to the divine, all those kinds of things, for about 30 years. So I've been deeply in the journey for a long time. And what I know is that I'm not broken. You're not broken. Nothing needs fixing. We're all wonderful little unique expressions of the divine. But what happens is that along the way in our humanness, and because of just the various dynamics we all grow up in, those superpowers get distorted. And then they're not working for us, they're working against us. So in this, in the whole idea behind this podcast is to do both, right? Like unravel, uncover the parts of being a people pleaser that aren't serving us anymore so that we can disempower those. But then also to unleash those superpowers because they bring us so much freedom. And that's how we find that balance where we really feel like we're liberated, you know, from our people pleasing ways that don't serve us anymore. And we're really able to express the fullness of who we are. So a story that became really profound to me, even in the last few months, it happened to me about 6 years, no, 7 years or so ago. But in the last few months, a series of things happened that I finally kind of connected the dots to how it really impacted me, the role it really played in my own unfoldment. So one other thing you should know about me, I absolutely believe that everything that happens is happening for us. So that doesn't mean it's fun. I've been through a lot of different, you know, ups and downs and hardships in my life. But at the end of the day, there's a belief and a trust that each thing, even the difficult ones, are happening for my own benefit, for my own evolution. And so it's taken me, you know, 7 years, I guess, to really see how this particular story helped me grow, helped me open up into a fuller expression of myself. And so I'm going to share it with you here in this first episode. I was dating someone. We hadn't been dating very long. And we were coming back from a trip that, you know, had been a driving trip, a day trip. And he was returning me to my apartment. Now, of course, he knew where I lived. He'd been to my apartment before. But the way he drove back was just kind of odd as we got really close to my apartment. And so two times I questioned how he was driving. Like, it was just like, oh, you know, aren't you going to turn there? Or then, you know, he turned someplace different. And I was like, you know, wait a minute, you know, where are you going? Kind of a thing. Two simple questions. And he turned to me after the second question and was very angry and said, "Shut the fuck up." And I was stunned. I mean, I was just so jolted by that. Like, in my world, that's not okay. I mean, certainly not okay when somebody asks you two times where you're turning or what you're doing when you're driving, but it's not okay no matter what. Like, that's just, you know, a shut the fuck up in anger, you know, in sarcasm, as humor. I use the F word all the time. That's great. I don't care. But not when you're angry at me. So now remember, this is only like 7 years ago. So I've been in lots of therapy and I've worked a lot on trying to, you know, really stand in my truth and speak up if I, you know, feel like a boundary needs to be set or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I need to say something. And because this is a boundary for me, right? Like, you don't get to talk to me that way. So he pulled up in front of my apartment and I just said, you know, I don't even remember the exact words I used, but something to the effect of, "You can't talk to me that way. Like, I don't like that you said that. It's not okay." You know, that was kind of it. I'm a woman of few words when I'm upset because I have been so repressed to speak my truth like that when I think somebody's not going to want to hear it, that even, you know, to this day, to do so often, especially in a romantic, you know, situation, this is a new boyfriend, whatever, I'm simultaneously shocked by how he's treated me. But there's that little part, I'm sure you can relate to it, that's like, oh, I don't want to upset him. Or, you know, I thought this was going to be a good relationship, so I don't want to rock the boat too soon, whatever, you know, all those little rationalizations. But I was like, no, I'm going to say something. So, you know, I say my couple sentences about not wanting him to talk to me like that. And he just completely rationalizes what he said and doesn't apologize. I mean, he kind of got to, well, maybe I shouldn't have lost my temper like that or said something that harsh, but, you know, you questioned my driving 2 times. And so then that shut me down, right? I'm sure you could relate to this experience where that either before you've said something, you shut yourself down, or you say something and you don't get the response that you wanted. And so then you get shut down because it's kind of like the fear of being rejected or that fear of being willing to tell our truth and have it not received well is just so great. It shuts you down. So I just kind of shut down. And in that, I went very much into my head, okay, sort of in my analytical mind. And I was thinking like, oh yeah, I see, you know, what he's saying from his perspective. And so then this is the distortion of the superpower. So then I take that empathy that I have that's so highly developed from all these years of people pleasing, and I start empathizing with his rationalization of why he said this horrific thing to me. And by the time it was over, I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe this is concerning in the big picture of our relationship, but I understand, you know, why he said what he said, and, you know, I want to be an understanding girlfriend and whatever. And I just went inside and, you know, whatever, the relationship continued. In fact, I moved in with him after we dated for about a year. And as I was remembering this, of course, I've remembered this situation so many times, but it just struck me in the last month or so that what happened there was that I took that superpower and I distorted it. I turned it against myself. I allowed my ability to empathize with him, which is taking the perspective of another. But nowhere in the definition of taking the perspective of another does it say, and so you have to sacrifice your perspective. And so that's one of the major distortions that happens with those of us who have been habituated into people-pleasing activity, is we take that empathy and suddenly we're in their shoes at the expense of our own shoes, so to speak. So at the expense of myself, I took his perspective and I silenced myself on my own perspective. So we'll wrap it up here for this first episode. But this is, you know, I wanted to give you a real taste of everything that is to come. It's going to be very practical. I am so pragmatic. Like, I love spiritual and emotional growth, and I do love it for the sake of growth, but I want it to be super transformative in my day-to-day life, right? I don't want to be like somebody who's on a spiritual high somewhere, but really disengaged from everyday life. I want to integrate all of it. And so this is what we're going to do on every episode. So today, what I want you to think about, and I'd love for you to join my private Facebook group if you're not already a member, Liberate Your People Pleaser. You'll see the link in the show notes. I want you to think about how your superpower has been distorted at times and used against yourself at the expense of yourself. Because just to see it, of course, the antidote to that is we turn that power onto ourselves, right? So in an ideal world, what would have happened if that were to happen to me today? I would say, you know what, that is not a response. Even if you're frustrated and angry, that's not a response that I'm willing to tolerate. And if he had responded the way he did, I would have simply said, even if I didn't do it in the moment, like maybe I want to process that, but I would have, you know, later, if not in the moment, told him I didn't want to continue seeing him, because I would have turned my empathy onto myself. And I would have said, oh my gosh, Brenda, you know, the way that my own emotional and energetic sensitivities are, the way I grew up, my likes, my dislikes, like I just can't deal with somebody that has that kind of temper and responds in that kind of harshness. It's not something I want. I don't want to figure out how to get used to it. I don't want to figure out how to tolerate it. Now I get that not everyone would feel that way, and that's okay. But my own power of empathy and intuition for what is needed in this situation would have been to protect myself, whether it hurt his feelings or he was angry or he felt rejected or, you know, whatever was going on for him, I would have prioritized myself. And so ultimately that's the antidote to that. But first we have to see it, right? First we have to see, oh my gosh, I took my superpower and applied it so much to the other person that I didn't apply it to myself. So I would love to hear how that lands with you, how that resonates with you, and, you know, join our conversation about this and a lot of other topics all around being a people pleaser in my private Facebook group, Liberate Your People Pleaser. So I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for being part of episode one. And of course, I would love it when you share the podcast with your own friends. And if you, you know, share it on social media and tag me. And that way I can give you a shout out on another episode or in your Facebook post or your Instagram post. Because for all of us who are people pleasers, and there are millions of us, we deserve this kind of liberation. So thank you so much. All right. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. Hey, I've got three more things for you. One is join my private Facebook group, Liberate Your People Pleaser. We have lots of great conversations. I do Facebook Lives in there, drop in free resources, all kinds of cool things to support you in your journey to liberate your people pleaser. So the link for that is in the show notes. Second, I would love it if you would put a 5-star review on whatever podcast service that you found the podcast on. That would be totally awesome, and I'll give you a shout out on a future episode. And last but not least, if you've got a question you would like for me to answer or address, you'll also find a link in the show notes to do that. So submit your question and you'll hear me talk about it on a future episode of Liberate Your People Pleaser. I'll see you in the next episode, everyone. Bye-bye.